Asha Beebe's getting offers, something's changing in global missions, and summer camps are a ray of hope in Greece. Details coming up on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Council of Paris, the governing body of the French capital, is offering honorary citizenship to Pakistan's Asha Beebe. Now, she's the Christian woman on death row for a blasphemy conviction. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nuttleton says the best case scenario would be that the Supreme Court overturn her conviction and release her.
That then raises some questions and some issues as far as her personal safety. Were she to be outside of prison and still in Pakistan?
There's a price on her head.
She likely would find a safe haven here in the United States. It's likely that now Paris and France would open the door to her. I believe Canada would also open the door to her.
How long before we hear on her appeal to the Supreme Court?
Our contacts in Pakistan have said it could be months. It could be years before the Supreme Court hears the case. So there really is no way to kind of predict or know what to expect from the legal process now, other than just we play the waiting game.
Pray for Christians in Pakistan. The blasphemy law is often misused. The ISIS invasion is bringing additional risk to gospel workers. Speak out on their behalf. Links at our website. Next, Nigeria is doing something unprecedented before Saturday's presidential election. MNN's Ruth Kramer reports.
Greg, you might remember 2011, where post-election violence in Nigeria created more than 1,000 orphans as 800 people were killed in that. Homes, churches, and schools were destroyed. Since then, Open Doors has been providing food, blankets, and children's Bibles for these orphans. But fearing a repeat, the government's closed all land and sea borders until Saturday at midnight. Nigerians, especially those in the north, are stocking up on food to be ready. Christians have been the targets of much of the violence by members of the terrorist group Boko Haram, who want northern Nigeria to be an Islamic state. Incumbent President Goodluck Jonathan, a Christian from the south, is seeking another term. His main challenger, Muhammadu Buhari, a Muslim from the north. Pray that peace would prevail and that the Holy Spirit would work in the hearts of the Boko Haram. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News.
Next, something's changing in the world of missions. Jeremy Lambert of Business Connect.
We really believe that there is a new frontier in missions work. We're seeing the transition from a mindset of a missionary coming in and providing help to coming alongside of people in the developing world and raising them up to start their own business, bring change.
Business Connect is on the forefront of that wave. They're helping entrepreneurs launch water and solar businesses in 34 countries. At the same time, they're introducing people to Jesus.
Christ is an integral part of my life and an integral part of our business.
Lambert just returned from East Africa. At missionnews.org, he tells us a full account of his trip, including the new doors that have opened in 5 different countries. Visit us there to learn how you can team up with Business Connect.
We have a couple of very strategic ways that they can be involved.
And most kids don't view summer camps as their last hope. Tassos Ioannidis of AMG International says that due to Greece's financial state, summer camps may be the only source of hope some of these kids have.
The crisis has killed the young people's dreams. They cannot dream of a better future. They kind of have lost hope that things can get better. And it's important to be able to come alongside them and tell them about Christ.
Time and time again, AMG staff witness kids' lives changed when they decide to follow Christ. The impact moves beyond Greece.
What is so neat about these events that we have people from Greece and also from different foreign nationality groups that have migrated to Greece over the years, because Greece is like a hub of people coming from Asia, the Middle East, from Eastern Europe.
Pray for wisdom for the camp counselors as they teach the kids about Jesus. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. ISIS is all over the news. Persecution is an everyday reality for Christians choosing faith over survival. With your gift to Mission Network News, I'll send you a copy of Tom Doyle's new book called Killing Christians, Living the Faith Where It's Not Safe to Believe. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Killing Christians link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.